FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Santa Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? You're cruising along, things are good, then bam. Suddenly, you're facing a challenge that feels like it could derail your entire day, week, or even year. That's where resilience comes in. It's not about being invincible, but it's about having the mental toughness and emotional strength to bounce back from setbacks, learn from them, and come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience because let's face it, life is a bit like that roller coaster at the amusement park. There are ups, downs, loops the loops, and even some unexpected plunges. But guess what? We don't just hop off after one scary ride. We learn to handle the twists and turns, maybe even enjoy them, right? So, how do you rebuild that inner strength, that resilience muscle? It's all about a few key things. First up, self-awareness. This isn't about being super self-absorbed though, let's be honest, a little self-love is never a bad thing. But about truly understanding your own strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and coping mechanisms. When you know yourself better, you can anticipate challenges and strategize how to handle them. Think of it like knowing the layout of a complex video game. If you understand the levels, the enemies, and your character's abilities, you're way more likely to win. Next, we have flexible thinking. Ever gotten stuck in that same old thought loop? I can't do this, this is always going wrong. Flexible thinking is all about shifting your perspective, reframing those negative thoughts into something more constructive. It's like having a mental toolbox filled with different lenses to view a situation through. Sometimes you need the magnifying glass to focus on the details, other times you need the wide-angle lens to see the bigger picture. Then there's active coping. No, this doesn't mean binge-watching Netflix though, hey, sometimes that's okay. Active coping is about finding healthy and effective ways to deal with stress and adversity. This could be anything from exercise and mindfulness to journaling and talking things out with a trusted friend or therapist. Remember, seeking support is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. We all need a little help sometimes, and there are amazing people, friends, family, therapists, mentors who can offer guidance and encouragement when you're facing tough times. Think of them like your personal cheerleading squad, ready to lift you up and remind you that you've got this. Finally, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand achievements to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge those little victories along the way, finishing a challenging project, sticking to a healthy habit, simply getting through a tough day. These little wins add up to big progress over time. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine your friend just got rejected from their dream job. That stings, right? It's easy to get caught in that spiral of disappointment and self-doubt. But if they can apply these resilience principles, it looks different. They might start by acknowledging their feelings, this really sucks, I'm disappointed. Then, they can reframing the situation, okay, maybe this wasn't the right fit, but it means there's something even better out there for me. They could reach out to a supportive friend or mentor for advice and encouragement. And finally, they celebrate their efforts in applying for the job and vow to keep learning and growing from this experience. So, remember, building resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman who never feels anything. It's about developing those mental muscles so you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a whole lot of positivity. Keep that in mind as you face your own challenges. Remember, you've got this. And I know you're going to rock it. For any thoughts or experiences you want to share about building resilience, hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show so more people can discover Dopamine Damage Control. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of real talk and actionable advice. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep chasing those dopamine-free dreams.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.